So we're going to move into meditation now. We're going to work with you. We're going to do some healing with you, energizing you, lifting you, clearing you, realigning you to whatever extent you wish and whatever extent you allow. So get yourself comfortable in a good, comfortable position. Closing your eyes. Going to that place within yourself we would call your center. Your center. Being with yourself. As you close your eyes, imagine that's a curtain that just kind of closes out the light. It draws a curtain around you. A curtain of privacy. Where all the sounds of the environment will simply serve to support you in your process. You're part of the oneness. You and the world and all those in your life, in your reality, all can move together to a more beautiful world. Let yourself relax, take a little breath. And just let go of all the things that you've been thinking about for just a few moments. Let your mind just kind of quiet down. And if your mind still keeps chattering, just don't pay any attention to it. Let the thoughts just kind of amble on by as if you're sitting by a stream of water and just watching the murmuring brook, watching the current carry the water past you. No attachment to those thoughts. Just for a while, just let them go. Be with you. Just pay attention to your consciousness, to your awareness. What is that point of awareness you have within you? Who are you? Don't try to answer this with your mind. Just kind of go within, just kind of send your attention to the answer. You have come from other dimensions and space-times to explore the physical plane, to explore the physical dimension. You are a powerful light being. You thought this would be a glorious adventure, and indeed it is. It's like a complete circus. All the crazy things that humans do, all the incredible number and variety of people, of creatures, of ecosystems, just amazing creative place called Earth. And you fell in love with this beautiful planet. And you're here in physical form now, exploring it, and on your way back, rounding out your tour, so to speak. And in this particular lifetime, learning to take your power to become a free being by divine provenance. Empowering yourself to make choices for you and to act on those choices. To trust your own divine plan. To build a foundation for a good life here. So that you can love, touch, and heal others and be loved, touched, and healed by others. Oh, you want that so much. And to create and imagine and dream and manifest and follow through as the creator of your own projects, to bring into being your expression in one way, shape, or form. And to know who you are, to know the powerful reality creator, the light being, the beautiful, spiritual being you are. That's why you're here. learning to create from scratch, to learn more about who you are, seeing your reality as the reflection of you. And in this reality, in this reflection around you, you see people who manipulate, dominate, control. People who are cruel to other people or to you. You are not innocent. In your own way, you control, manipulate others. Without judgment on yourself and without judgment on others, recognize that you do. Some of you manipulate by yelling at other people and drowning them out. Some of you manipulate by making other people feel guilty. Some of you manipulate by having a negative influence on others that pushes them to respond in certain ways. You have all sorts of unique ways to you that you manipulate, that you attempt to control your reality, attempt to make it happen right, the way you want it, attempt to manifest it just so. And acknowledge that part within you. A reaction that you learned, a response you learned from old periods of powerlessness and rage. Years ago, or days and weeks or months ago. But know that it doesn't have to be done with manipulation and control. You can become happy without any judgments, blame, manipulation, control, without needing to punish anyone. You can do it through empowerment, personal choice, claiming your freedom, and trusting your own personal divine plan. That's the plan you, your higher self, soul and spirit, agreed upon in this life. And you and your crew, them and others, agreed upon before you came here what you were going to learn in this adventure, what you were going to experience, what you were going to share and gift of yourself. The time has come for you to be free of that extra spin, that extra intensity, that extra load of powerlessness that lurks inside you, deep inside. For you to dream a new dream for yourself, for your culture, for your planet. To be happy, to have fun, to be successful. There's plenty of abundance here for all of it. To imagine yourself receiving the gifts of the divine. To open to that, you need to let go of the smaller, the lesser self, stuck deep underneath there. In your psyche, in rage. So let us go on a journey together, a healing journey. Let us go on a healing journey to clean up those caches of rage and to empower you for your work in your life and your world. So knowing that, acknowledge your mission of self-realization that you're here for and your willingness to be you. And let yourself imagine you're drifting now. You, a point of consciousness now, drifting. Drifting in a starry sky, a sky filled with hundreds and thousands of stars. Every one of these stars is a friend, someone who loves you, a mentor, a master, a teacher, a guide, an assistant, a member of your crew, healers from space and times long gone. Friends you knew in other places, other lifetimes. Spiritual family members who live on the more exalted planes. You are surrounded by hundreds and thousands of witnesses here for you. Let them love you. That is what they're for. That is what they're here for, to love you, to support you in your spiritual journey. In your journey of freedom and love and power. Let yourself feel safe, totally safe with them. And just feel the love. And some of those stars twinkling at you with love move from their position to a place above you and form a giant star, a beautiful big star that shines more brightly than the rest because it is a group of stars together in union, in unity, the way that we show ourselves as this bright star above you. Let us send you a beam of light down to you now. And as that beam of light reaches you, perhaps in your most favorite color, perhaps pearlescent white, with it's white with all the colors in it, let that light come down, touch you. It is a column of light that surrounds you. Let yourself be surrounded. Let us surround you. It's safe. We wrap our love and our light around you. We have established a vortex for healing purposes around you and us. So now all that you would like to get rid of in your daily life, in your surface life, and any rage that you're consciously aware of, any emotions that are dark, any blame, any judgment, any terror, any outrage that hurts, anything that's not working for you, emotionally, any beliefs that are limiting to you. You don't have to enumerate them, but feel them. Feel the limitation of your limiting beliefs. It's your limiting beliefs that hold you back, not the system, not the corporatocracy, not the government. You. Feel it. It's intangible. It's in you. Feel all those dark emotions. Feel the limitations. And at the count of three, let them go. Give them to us. Let us lift them out of you and spin them out into light to free you of this burden. You've carried it far too long. Let us have it. One. Let us start to gather it. Just feel the dark feelings feel the limitation, the frustration, the fear. Maybe even feel a sense of embarrassment or inadequacy or shame or hurt, sorrow, anger. Just feel it. Just a whole muddle of emotion, dark emotion. Two. All right, let us lift it now. And three. We're lifting it up, lifting it up. Come on, give it to us. Come on, give more and more to us. And now we're going to spin it out. Sending it out, sending it out, sending out. And just give yourself a gentle exhale, just letting it all out. Just feel it empty out of your body. Come on, feel it empty out. Let it empty out, let it empty out. There we go. A few more little strings. Oh my. Little strings. Woo, out of your brain now. There we go. There we go. Letting it go. Letting it go. We've pulled it out of all your chakras. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. And now any sense of physical limitation, a health problem, any kind of problem that you could take medication for, whether it appears to be emotional, but it's also chemical. Any pain, even structural pain. Anything in the physical body. Anything about the limitations or appearance of limitations of options, possibilities, and abundance that may be seeming to be so in your current reality, in the physical plane. The count of three, let us have them. Let us let them go for you. Doesn't matter how big an issue or how small, let them go. Or how many? Come on, let them all go. One, two, gathering, gathering. One, two, and three. Good, good, good. Right out of the body. Right out of all those cells. Ooh, all the cells. I'll go, ah, yes. Letting it go. And in the place of your most, of your greatest distress in physical reality at this time, let us put a light. Right now, let us put a light. A crystal. A clear, like a clear quartz crystal, like a diamond, a purity. Beautifully faceted, sparkling, light shining through it, showing its beauty. Let us put that there. In what has been your darkest physical place, let us put it there. For the greatest healing to continue. If you don't know where that place is, don't worry, we see it. All right. Letting yourself be relaxed. Let yourself find yourself going deep down, deeper down. Perhaps you enter a stone, a door into a stone, finding steps leading down to the earth, or through a big tree, a hole in the tree, walking down, or an elevator, getting on that elevator, going down. Down. Let your attention go deeper, go down. You're going down through time, through the years, through levels, emotional levels in you, down from the conscious mind into the subconscious mind, down through all the patterns of behaviors and reactions and responses, down deeper underneath that to the unconscious mind, to the ground of being, to the self that you were before you could verbalize, before you knew how to function in this world as a powerful entity, down into your unconscious mind. And if you've gone down the stairs, you come to an open area, ancient place of magic and power. If you've gone down an elevator, the elevator stops, the doors open. You walk out to this room, this grand room of magic and power. It sparkles and hums with magic, with intention. Here in this place, there is a gatekeeper, a friendly woman, holding keys on her belt like a jailer. Overweight, plump and jolly kind of woman. Bushy red hair, a twinkle, a smile. Even dimples when she smiles. Waiting for you. It's as if she says, oh my gosh, I wondered if you'd ever come. We're kind of overflowing down here in the caches and all the containment vessels. I've got keys to them. We've been keeping them under lock and key. And you say to her, I am willing now and I choose to release this. All right, she says, smiling, follow me. And she moves from that great room to a hallway. Alongside of the hallway are doors to all the various containment rooms. But she seems to ignore them and goes to the one on the very end of the hall. It ends with a door. And you feel kind of nervous. You feel kind of scared because this is a big door. This is the core. She says, might as well start at the core. Yes, you're right. She smiles as she gets out the biggest key, puts it into the lock, and with a snap, it unbolts. She steps back and gestures to the door. You first. Remembering your choice now. You want to get rid of this excess rage. You want to get rid of those feelings of powerlessness that came with outrages throughout your life. You want to get rid of all that incredible bitter anger based on the shame and all the pain and the suffering and the terror. You want to let it go, but you're hesitant. Will you be able to handle it? And as reading your mind, she says, oh, yes, it is yours. Only you can make this choice, and we're here. So you open the door and you walk a very, very dark room. It is a pool of black, a black pool, huge pool, like a lagoon. But it's a room with a domed ceiling. And you go to the side of this lagoon and you look down and it is so opaque, it is so black, it is so disgusting. You can see all sorts of stuff floating on the surface, bits of hair and bone and blood. Horror is here, as well as rage. You walk around it, feeling nauseous. Oh, gosh, this is ugly, ugly, ugly stuff. I felt this. I put this here. I can hardly believe it. She walks behind you. Yes, it's yours. And she says, let us know when you're ready. And you say, yes, I am ready. And you begin to feel it. It begins to bubble. It begins to churn. It makes you more nauseous, just a little more. It catches in your throat. It feels awful. The smell, it gags you. It feels vile, disgusting. All this old, powerless rage buried with all these other painful, dark, horrible emotions. And it bubbles around and it stirs around. And then above the domed ceiling, it's as if a light appears, as if there was a window at the very top, a skylight, so to speak, that opened up. And a beam of light comes down. You watch it come down. Unlike light that moves so fast, it comes down in shimmer, in sparkle. We're with you, dear one. We're with you. And we've brought your greater self, your higher self, the one who knows who you really are, the divine that you are. And let us come down, and together we will touch the surface. And as soon as we touch the surface, it hisses like steam. And you're feeling everything in turmoil underneath there. And it boils and steams and rises even higher. And it begins to pour over the boundaries to your standing in it. And it burns your feet. It's so toxic. It's so hot. And the light goes down in there. With your intention and with your choice, send a beam of light from you now, from your heart, in loving yourself and being willing to be free and be willing to be the new person that you can be. Send a beam of light. Feel it coming right out your heart chakra and right down to the point, down deep in the core where the other light is, and they meet. And it begins to shine through all the darkness. And the darkness begins to lighten up and becomes more steam, and colors begin to emerge out of it. Beautiful colors. First dark colors, first grungy, dirty colors. Gradually, beautiful light colors. More color comes out, and the blackness and the vileness decreases. The smell shifts. You're standing in it. It goes back down and starts to feel soothing. The whole bowl of goo becomes light. And then you notice there are doors all the way around. Doors from the other containment vessels, other containment rooms. These doors open and pouring from the other rooms, pouring into this room, into channels that come into this pool. Other blackness, other dark, ugly energies, pain, rage, nauseous, suffering energies. All the rage, all the powerlessness, the victimhood, the suffering, all pouring now from various sources down into the pool, disappearing into the light, and more colors coming up in the middle. More and more colors, more brightness, and the light is stronger from above, and the light is stronger from your heart. And then you step into the colors. You step into the pool. You don't fall. You just gently move through the colors to the center, to that incredibly big beam of light of higher self, of your truth, of us loving you through the colors and floating there in the light. You say, I choose to let it all go. And coming up through your feet and around your feet, through the columns of light around you, all this stuff comes up from the darker colors, moving up and around you, speeding up above you, up, 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 up it goes, and it sucks from above all that dark and toxicity. And you feel yourself lifting and rising. It's so beautiful and so intense. All of a sudden you feel this sense of peace, and you look around and the colors becoming so light, they become white and then it fades, and you're floating in a beautiful starry sky. It's a day sky, not a night sky, filled with twinkling stars, safe and loving. And beneath you is this beautiful planet, this beautiful blue-green planet of Earth. And you feel clear and empty and free and light. And it wraps up, keeps going upward. You can see it above you, disappearing into the blue of the sky. You're totally free. Let yourself feel totally free. No boundaries, no limits. Safe. You, the light being that you are. And now there is something when you look at the earth, the love that you have for the earth, there's something of outrage that bothers you. Somewhere in your world is those that manipulate, control, and take the power away from others. Something you're outraged about. Something that's not right, not okay, not appropriate, not respectful, outrageous. It's an outrage. It's shocking. It should not be so. And focus on that now. Focus on that. Acknowledge, too, as you focus on it, what your response to that needs to be now. To take action? To meditate? To dream a new reality? To share information with people? What? What is it that needs to be done on your part? And what needs to be done on the part of the world to get there to where it needs to be, to where it will be loving, safe, and harmonious for all beings, all creatures. Dream now. Imagine. Use your imagination. And imagine a world in which this outrage does not exist. In which people are happy, valued, respected, and loved. Imagine this world now. Imagine the beauty of it, the love of it, the sharing of it, where this outrage and other similar outrages don't really exist? What would be in its place? What would you put in its place? Not to punish anyone, not to limit anyone, not to take power away from anyone else, not to rectify it through justice, through violence, intimidation, manipulation, domination, or control. But to heal it, what would the healing reveal? What would happen? How would the greater and more beautiful nature of human beings rise to the surface? How would people treat others, other people, other creatures on the planet? What would be different? Feel it. Feel the responsibility that everyone will hold for their part, just like you do. Feel the laughter, the joy, and the lightness, and the freedom that people will experience. Feel the sense of empowerment that is there. Feel it, revel in it. This is where you want to go. This is where you choose to go. This is what you want. And in this particular area, addressing this major outrage that you chose, see a scenario where the same players are all okay and happy and working together. Maybe doing different things than they are now, but working together in harmony, using their intelligence, their love. This is the program. This is what you ask for. In your mind, you say, I choose this. I select this future. This is what I request. And the actions and that I will take will be to meditate, to educate, to protest, whatever I need to do. But this is where it's coming to. This is where we're going. This is what I dream for me and for all. Feel the resonance of it. Feel the light. Feel the uplift. Feel the joy of it. And at the count of three, we have a vortex. We have a vortex that will send this message, this request, to every part of your reality, so that your reality, your world, can be touched by your choice. One, feel the joy of the choice, the fun of the choice, the laughter, the high, the spiritual upliftment. Two, and now, just as before, we're going to lift it out of you. Let it go. Don't hold on to it. No attachment. Let it go. Three, and let us send it out now. Informing every cell of every plant, every animal, as informing the air, the wind, the stones, the mountains, the sea, the forests, the deserts, sending everybody, every human and animal, your choice now. Out of your love, send love now to your planet. Beautiful. Just love directly. Feel the love. Love your planet. It's why you came here. Love everything and everyone on the planet. Even though some may be doing scurrilous acts, bad things right now, today. Send love now to neutralize. All right. and also while you're doing this. If there's a vision for your physical life, a vision for your physical body and your physical lifestyle that once healed fully and completely, that's how it would look, how it would feel for you physically, how your physical life would be, all the tangible realities, all the forms that are manifest about you, what it is you want personally, your own healing. Let us help. We and all your crew, all those stars in the sky, are with you to help you, to help heal, to help lift, to help juice you up and energize you. And at the count of three, send this choice out into your reality. One, your beautiful life, your healed physical body, your wonderfully functioning brain. Two and three. Send it out now. Connecting with Source, connecting with Mother Earth, surrounded by those who love you, higher self and us. Receive. Accept. Allow it to be so, and it is so. Holding on to as high a vibration as is feasible for you, feeling that vibration, floating in it, being natural in it. Let your attention return now. Turn to the now, the position of your body. You've changed. Don't let your mind negate this. Your mind's going to say, ah, yeah, right. Let it flow by. Or say, just no. Mm-mm. Allow yourself to experience the change within you, to feel the freedom deep down inside, the clarity that can come from this, the awareness, the focus, the insight, the ahas that can come from this, so that your pathway of light to your future, your glorious future, will open up now to be clear what to do, how to feel, how to respond, allowing yourself to receive the bounty and the gift you have asked for, and to have the patience to know it is coming. As we've always said, magic works out of sight. You don't see it happening until it's with you in form, in manifest. So trust it's coming. Expect it. Anticipate magic. Anticipate more magic and miraculous things to come. Allowing yourself to open your eyes gently, gently on. Get back into your body. Accepting the magic. Accepting a change. It could be huge. Don't discount it. If you haven't felt anything, don't discount it. It's still happening. We can see it happening. It is still happening. Now, Wiggle your fingers. Rotate your ankles. Take some breaths. Stretch a little bit. Maybe pat your feet on the floor. Feel the earth. Tap your thighs with your hands. Contact with physical plane. Your back in physical consciousness. Don't need to be limited here. All right? You have gone through a very deep experience. Things can be completely different from here on out, if you will let them. It is our pleasure to work with you, as always, and we look forward to any other time that we can work with you again. And so for now, we surround you, dear ones, with our light and with our love. Farewell.